Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. This evening is our special Father's Day edition of the show. We've got songs about fathers, daddies, papas, and even a grandpa or two. But we're going to begin with his and hers versions of what was a very popular song in its day entitled Thank Your Father. I have at least 9 different renditions of this song, but here are 2 of my favorites.
Think that you're the one girl I adore. Gratitude inflates my bosom more and more. When I see your slender grace, analyze your form and face, then I think how much I must be thankful for. Oh, thank your father. Thank your mother. Thank them both for meeting up with one another. Thank the horse that pulled that buggy that night. Thank your dad for being just a bit high. Thank the June night. Thank the moonlight. That caress you from above. And thank goodness for their marriage and for that baby Carrie, or I'd have no one to love. The little horse that pulled a buggy that night. Thank your dad for being just a bit high. Thank the June night. Thank the moonlight that caressed you from above. And thank goodness for their married and for that baby Carrie, or I'd have no one to love. And though your father's name was Stanley, thank goodness he was manly, or I'd have no one to love.
When I think that you're the one boy I adore, gratitude inflates my bosom more and more. When I see your style and grace, analyze your smiling face, then I know how much I must be thankful for. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank them both for meeting up with one another. Thank the horse that pulled the buggy that night. Thank your ma and pa for feeling just right. Thank the tune night. Thank the moonlight that caressed them from up above. And thank goodness for their marriage and for the baby carriage, or I have no one to love. And thank goodness for their marriage, for the baby carriage, for I have no one to love.
His and hers renditions of Da Silva, Brown and Henderson's Thank Your Father, the first from Harry Richman, and then Helen Kane, the original Boop 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 Doop girl. Thank Your Father was from the 1930 Broadway show Flying High, starring Burt Lahr, who made his film debut in the movie version the following year. Here are a couple more Father songs for this first segment of this Father's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records.
Dad were here to see how much you mean to me, I'm sure I wouldn't be a stranger. I'm sure he'd see our way and give us his okay if your father only knew. Now, darling, you and I should be a little bolder. Waiting only makes us grow a little older. If your father only knew how much I think of you, I know his part of you would change, dear. He wouldn't have the heart to keep us both apart if your father only knew. Thank you.
lines in his own composition, The Father's Getaway, recorded in New York on July 29, 1939. Born in Duquesne, Pennsylvania on December 28, 1903, in 1923, Hines moved to Chicago, where he worked with Depp's Serenaders, Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra, and Carol Dickerson. He met Louis Armstrong in 1926 at the local Musicians Union Hall, and the two became friends and made a series of recordings together. His style was neither ragtime nor stride, but his own unique style in which the right hand played in a horn-like manner with the left playing counter melodies. During the 1930s, his big band played often at Chicago's Grand Terrace Ballroom, where a radio announcer gave him the nickname Father. Hines' big band of the 1930s and 40s included Billy Eckstein, Sarah Vaughan, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie. In 1965, Hines was elected to the Downbeat Hall of Fame. Earl Hines died on April 22, 1983, in Oakland, California. And before Earl Father Hines, we heard from the British band of Jack Jackson with Jack on the vocal, and If Your Father Only Knew, from July 3, 1935. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back right after this. We're back with more of our special Father's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. There are a number of different forms of address for grandparents. My two granddaughters happen to refer to me as Papa. So here's a set of Papa songs, starting off with Whispering Jack Smith.
Now don't get married, don't get married, said my friend McBride. If you take a wife, you're out of luck for life. He had all his little sons and daughters by his side. Like happy hooligans, 16 kids, they all lined up and cried. Mama's got shoes, mama's got clothes, mama's got these, and mama's got those. But poor Papa, he's got nothing at all. Mama goes here, mama goes there, mama goes out to every affair. But poor Papa, he waits out in the hall. Now Christmas comes, and mama gets the most expensive frocks. Papa gets a necktie and a pair of 10-cent socks. Everyone cheers when Mama appears, and she's got diamonds stuck in her ears. But poor Papa, he's got nothing at all. And Mama eats ham, Mama eats lamb, Mama eats bread with strawberry jam. And poor Papa, he eats nothing at all. Mama says, oh, Mama says, ah, Mama says, boo, and Mama says, bye. But poor Papa, he says nothing at all. Papa bought a limousine and the most expensive kind. Now he wears a chauffeur suit and Mama rides behind. Mama's got silk and satin beneath. She's got gold in all of her teeth. But poor Papa, he's got no teeth at all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mama Loves Papa, written by Cliff Friend and Abel Baer. The Georgians, recorded by Columbia in New York on September 6, 1923. The Georgians were a subset of the Phil Spect Orchestra. The leader of the band was trumpet player Frank Guarenti. Guarenti was originally from Italy, but his family moved to Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1910 and then to New Orleans in 1914. In New Orleans, he began to play professionally and take trumpet lessons from King Oliver. In 1916, he left New Orleans and played in a number of different bands traveling throughout the country. In 1921, he joined Phil Spect's orchestra and played in both the dance band and in the smaller jazz combo, the Georgians. Guarenti formed his own band called the New Georgians and played in Europe until 1927 when he joined the Savoy Orpheans in London. He returned to the U.S. in 1928 and rejoined Spect's orchestra for 2 years. In the 1930s, he did studio work and played in a variety of bands, including the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Before the Georgians, it was Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five and Sweet Little Papa, written by Kid Ory. In the band on that June 23, 1926 session, recorded by OK in Chicago, Kid Ory on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong piano, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. The Hot Five was strictly a recording group and played no public engagements. They each received $50 for each recording session. Sweet Little Papa was preceded by Puddin' Papa from the Get Happy Band in New York on September 21, 1925. The Get Happy Band was a group assembled by pianist Porter Granger. Another member of the band was trombonist Joe Tricky Sam Nanton, who would later join Duke Ellington's famous orchestra. On cornet was Thomas Morris. Thomas Morris was quite active in New York jazz in the mid-20s, leading a band called Thomas Morris and His Seven Hot Babies in Harlem. He appeared on about 150 recordings with the likes of Fats Waller, Sidney Bechet, Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, and Clarence Williams. He has a brief appearance in the 1929 Bessie Smith film St. Louis Blues. In the early 1930s, he left the music business, worked as a red cap at Grand Central Station in New York, and then joined a predominantly African-American fundamentalist Christian cult. And we started off this Papa segment of the show with Whispering Jack Smith and Poor Papa from 1926. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a request, a comment about the show? You can send either or both by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll continue our special Father's Day show with some songs about daddies when we return right after this. For this segment of our special Father's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, we're going to go from songs about papas to songs about daddy, starting off with Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra. Thank you.
angel breathed down from the sky. After my prayers are said, I tumble into bed, while mother sheds a tear for daddy dear on high. The other girl and boy are happy with their toys. When I hear dream daddy, my dream daddy's boy. Somehow I don't know why, but something makes me cry.
Thank you. My mammy rocks with a sweet steady move. I looked at the clock. The clock struck one. My mammy rocks me with a sweet steady roll.
My Daddy Rocks Me, written by J. Bernie Barber and performed by Husk O'Hare and his Foot Warmers. Turk Savage played cornet and sang the vocal on that unissued vocalion recorded January 10, 1928. Husk O'Hare had several bands in the 1920s, including Husk O'Hare's Wolverines and Husk O'Hare's Super Orchestra of Chicago, both of which recorded for Jeanette. Husk O'Hare played violin, but was not in the recording we just heard. We started off the set with My Daddy's Dreamtime Lullaby, a rather upbeat arrangement for a lachrymose lyric having to do with a daddy who's passed on. Carlton Kuhn and Joe Sanders performed the vocal on that recording made in Chicago on April 7, 1924. Then it was the Wolverines, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet in New York on September 16, 1924, and Lazy Daddy. Last segment, we heard Johnny Dodds as part of Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, and we just heard him again, this time with pianist Tiny Parham in Chicago around March of 1927, and Oh Daddy. The name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with more Rapidly Rotating Records right after this. Let's see, we've had songs about fathers, papas, and daddies. In the final segment of this special Father's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, we've got some songs using another synonym for father, namely the old man. Here's the Klein Tyndall Paramount Serenaders and So Is Your Old Man. Thank you.
the bad news. Old Man Blues is going down the road. I'm wearing my happy day shoes. Old Man Blues is going down the road.
Paid my rent this morning. On the house and morning. Gee, it's down to hell down. Competing in my wheel
out of my lovey. Don't miss any cues. Old Man Blues is going down the road.
Duke Ellington's composition Old Man Blues, arranged by Walter Paul and performed there by Red Perkins and his Dixie Ramblers in Richmond, Indiana on May 6, 1931. Frank Sheldon Red Perkins was born on December 26, 1890 in Iowa. He learned to play trumpet, piano, and organ, and at age 20 joined a minstrel show and toured throughout the U.S. He left music in 1915, but became active again in 1919 and formed his own band, the Dixie Ramblers, in 1925. Before Old Man Blues, it was the Klein Tyndall Paramount Serenaders and So's Your Old Man, recorded in Chicago in June of 1926 by Paramount. Klein Tyndall played piano, Eugene Hutt was on trumpet, and Vance Dixon played alto sax. At the beginning of the show, I said we'd have at least one grandpa song. I think we have time to squeeze two in.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock.
It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by its side.
But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, tick tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Tick tock.
A couple of grandpa songs to wind up this special Father's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We heard Grandfather's Clock, written in 1876 by Henry Clay Work, and sung by Australian baritone Harold Williams and the BBC Male Chorus. Ernest Lush provided the accompaniment on that recording made October 31st, 1933. Then we heard Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Jelly Roll's composition Grandpa's Spells from June 10th, 1927. That record just had its 74th birthday, and we heard from Johnny Dodds for the third time this evening, who played clarinet in that group. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, I do thank you for your very kind attention.